The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Mr. President, third city,
read
don't.
Read the poll. Read the poll, Jack.
Your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again.
They want me to run.
When the lie detector test determined, that was a lie.
70% of all Americans, including 51% of Democrats, so more than half of Democrats, say they just don't want to see him run again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Still, look, it's likely going to be several months before we see the president hit the trail.
But I know exactly where he will be.
And start to hold official campaign events.
Oh, back in the basement.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. I'm, like, waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled. And then you see, like, the villain's, like, hand reemerge. Out to glip.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, you may have missed it in the Biden re-announcement. Or re-election announcement today, re-election announcement today of his accomplishments. Do you know why there weren't any mentions of his accomplishments? He's still running against Donald Trump. He's still saying that, you know, that well, let's just play a few of the cuts here. Brandon, this was released early this morning, and it's an ad, basically, is what it is. It's a social media type ad that, you know, runs much more than a minute. So it's here it is, cut one.
Freedom, personal freedom, is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred.
That's been the work of my first term, to fight for our democracy.
This shouldn't be a revolution.
Protect our rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally and that everyone is given
equal.
A fair shot.
Everyone's
at
treated equal.
But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms, cutting Social Security that you've paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy, dictating what health care decisions women can make, banning
cutting
books,
Social Security,
and telling people who they can love, all while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote.
Cutting people's Social Security. This is the guy who set up the S Corps to get around paying Medicare, especially Medicare, and Social Security taxes on some of their income. They didn't avoid paying many of the taxes this year, but they have previously avoided paying at least $517,000 in Medicare and Obamacare taxes from 2017 through 2020, and another $6,100 in 2021. And what they're using a loophole. Of course, it's only a loophole when you or I use it, or Republicans use it. When they use it, they're just utilizing the benefits of the tax code. Totally illegal. The corporate press largely avoids this issue, the Federalist says, but congressional Republicans interested in exposing the Biden's hypocrisies should not. This is S corporations we're talking about here. They set up, if the House Republicans want to make a case as to why $80 billion in IRS funding and 87,000 new employees will be used to harass ordinary Americans, then the fact that the IRS improperly lets the Bidens off scot-free will bring that message home in a tangible way. What they're saying is that the royalties on their books, and again, how many books are they really selling? It's another grift. It may be legal graft, but it's still a flim-flam to all these so-called royalties that they make for books that nobody reads. So they're claiming that that royalties on books sold are permanently exempt from payroll taxes. However, the IRS website says, this is a direct quote from the IRS website, royalties from copyrights, patents, and oil and gas mineral properties are taxable as ordinary income. Except for the Bidens. Except for the Bidens. But he announces in his thing that the Republicans want to take away your Social Security, which they don't. But yeah, why doesn't he want to pay into Social Security and Medicare? Why doesn't he want to pay his fair share? Cut two.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too. This is not a time to be complacent.
This is the most.
That's why I'm running for re-election.
Shut up. This is the most authoritarian president in the history of the United States. More authoritarian than even Barack Obama. I mean, look at all the people that are in jail for January 6th. Look at the FBI hunting down Catholics who go to Latin masses, parents who go to school board meetings to complain about drag queen reading hours and CRT, critical race theory. Talk about
because I know America. I know we're good and decent people. I know we're still a country that believes in honesty and respect and treating each other with dignity. That we're a nation where we give hate no safe harbor. We believe that everyone is equal, that everyone should be given a fair shot
everyone
to succeed in this country.
Everyone is equal. So why are you setting up these equity, diversity, equity, and inclusion, which means no white males? If everyone's equal, why aren't white males granted the same rights? Everyone's equal. How about the rights of kids not to be castrated? Young girls not to have double mastectomies performed on them? Why is it that a parent can be arrested in Arkansas for an ear piercing, but you have for a 12-year-old, but you a boy, but you can't stop your child from having a genital mutilation? Is that what freedom is all about? Freedom. Okay. 844-500-4242. Then we have the polls. The NBC poll said that 51% of Democrats don't want him. Now we're down to 22%. An ABC poll is now saying only 22% of the respondents want Brandon to run for another term. So he's asked, this is in the intro, but it bears repeating. This is a reporter is asking him about the polls, saying that nobody wants him to run for re-election. Cut four.
Mr. President, third say they
read
don't.
Read the poll. Read the polls, Jack.
What's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
read
don't.
Read the poll. Read the poll, Jack. You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
A majority of Democrats say they don't want you to run again in 2024.
92% said if I did, they'd vote for me.
That's from July of last year. So it's gone from 92% to 20 Republicans, 47% don't want him to, or 52%, according to the AP poll, the latest AP poll, 52% of Democrats don't want him to run. 93% of Republicans don't want him to run. Overall, 73% of Americans don't want him to run. Read the polls, Jack. Read the polls, Jonah. Oh, Jannar, Johanna, excuse me. So this is Hallie Jackson from NBC reporting the polls. Jack, cut five.
The other issue that the president faces is this kind of meh attitude from Democrats here. 70% of all Americans, including 51% of Democrats, so more than half of Democrats, say they just don't want to see him run again.
They don't want to see him run again. Read the polls, Jack. Cut six.
Ahead of the re-election announcement, a CBS News poll found Democrats accept Biden's re-election bid, but aren't necessarily excited about it. And still, nearly half of Democrats don't want the 80-year-old to run, and they cite his age as the reason.
I think that's too simplistic. It's not his age. It's what the age has produced in this particular 80-year-old, which is dementia. I believe the medical phrase is senile dementia. But senility dementia, it works the same. 808, if everyone is equal, why did the Democrats fly the gay flag at public schools and it's illegal to have anything on political on school grounds and the student population that is gay is about 1% of the student body? But hey, everybody is the same, right, Joe? Yeah, I know. And, you know, if you go into the Capitol, you'll be thrown into jail and charged with being an insurrectionist and a seditionist. And held without trial for 2 years. But if you have a transgender riot in the state house or the Capitol in Nashville, you'll be brought to the White House and saluted as a hero, right? So, but everybody's equal. Everybody's equal. Totally. Remember that. 844-500-4242. President Joe Biden is frantically implementing the digital Fed coin into the U.S. financial system. Big tech companies have a long-standing history of leaking, losing, and even selling user information. Just this year, a criminal site known as Biden Cash leaked over 2 million credit cards online. This breach was no amateur operation. Biden Cash is one of the largest dark web data enterprises in the world. The worst part? This ring of cyber criminals is targeting Americans. We know that electric money is not secure. Wealthy Americans are racing to diversify their savings in gold. Call Monetary Gold to receive our free guide, FedCoin, a Privacy Threat, at 800-267-6500. Don't let cyber thieves steal your retirement fund. Pick up the phone and learn how you could protect your hard-earned money in gold. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
No one but Howie has the final word on mugshot models.
Guilty, 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 not guilty.
Police Blotter Facts Friday, every Friday at 5:30 on the Howie Carr Show.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Looking for premium audio at a better price? Check out Raycon wireless earbuds. You get quality sound and essential smart tech listening features for way less than the other big name tech brands. Get 15% off today at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what was the biggest issue the Murdochs had with Tucker Carlson? Criticism of Big Pharma and Fauci? The Ukraine war skepticism? January 6th tapes, deep state topics like the JFK hit, UFOs, anti-establishment guests, Elon Musk, Kanye, and RFK Jr., or because Tucker didn't like Fox management, Rupert Kids.
I'm still going to stick with Big Pharma.
12% say criticism of Big Pharma, 45% say the January 6th tapes, and 26% say because he didn't like management or Murdoch's kids.
All right. How many said Murdoch's kids?
26%.
Yeah. I think that had a lot to do with it, too. 844-500. As I said, Roger Ailes. I can't even say on the air what Roger Ailes said about one of the sons, but it was... I don't think the sons or Rupert liked what he said. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 617 says, Jesse Kelly would be great on Fox at 8 p.m. or Joe Pags, but Howie has my vote. Thanks again. I appreciate it. I'm not in the running, though, for many, many reasons. But thanks for the kind thoughts. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
They couldn't handle Howie. Fox couldn't handle you, Howie. I'm telling you right now. Hey, look, you know, I heard you mention earlier, you know, with this Biden administration. God, every time they speak, I want to take a shower. But, you know, the corruption within this administration is just stunning. Have you heard of Panorama Education?
Panorama Education? No, I don't think so.
Yeah. These are the ones that are pushing critical race theory into our schools.
Yeah.
And the co-founder is the Attorney General's son-in-law, a guy by the name of X-A-N.
I don't know. I'll have to check into that. I mean, Merrick Garland is the worst. You think Eric Holder was corrupt. You think John Mitchell was corrupt. I mean, this crowd, and he lies. He goes before Congress and just lies, and he doesn't care. Doesn't care in the least. Linda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Howie. So I hear a lot of the percentage of Democrats that don't want Joe Biden to run again, and I hardly ever, I may have heard a long time ago, let's say 30% of Democrats don't want him to run again, but they don't ask if these Democrats would vote for him, and I think they would vote. They don't want, all you hear is 54% don't want him, 70% don't want him, but in reality, are they going to vote for him? We never hear those percentages. Have you?
Well, I think the problem is if it's Trump, they're going to vote for him again just to stop Trump. I think that's the problem that Trump has going and the Republicans have going forward. I mean, how bad does it have to be before the Democrats will desert Biden and vote for Trump? I mean, you know, that's one thing that that Tucker got into he was at the Heritage Foundation meeting. He made a speech and he was taking questions, and it's really an interesting sound cut that people have come up with. He was talking about what he thought the biggest change in the society, the culture, has been over the last 10 or 20 years, and he talked about the information control. Cut 7.
What do you think over the last 10 or 20 years, whatever timeline you think is appropriate, has changed the most? That is, and I mean that socially and culturally, I don't mean that politically, although you can go there if you want, that has affected everyday Americans' lives?
The lack of information. Mm. So the internet, the core promise of the internet was as much information as we've ever had at your fingertips, and the result has been a centralization of information. This is deliberate, needless to say, but unnoticed by most people, that results in more controlled information than we could even have imagined 20 years ago. So a lot of information just is not available. I mean, because it's digital and it's controlled by a small number of companies, the polling suggests that a lot of Americans, and I don't mean like hundreds, I mean hundreds of millions of Americans, have no idea what's going on. They don't know the facts exactly about certain things. That it's not just because they're dumb or they're distracted on their iPhones. The whole point of the iPhone was to inform you, and the net effect has been to make people completely ignorant of the core, of the actual facts, like the non-disputed facts about a lot of different things. And you saw this certainly during COVID. So that challenges the idea of democracy, which, you know, rests on the notion of an informed voting public, of a citizenry. And we don't have that.
How about the Hunter Biden laptop? There's another indication, you know? I mean, that was out there, but it was censored by big tech and the Democrat Party. and the deep state to make sure that the voters didn't have it. That's why, you know, we've gone from low-info voters to no-info voters, and it is a big problem. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242-617. You said we went from low info voters to no info voters, but it's actually much worse than that. We went to faux info voters. They are getting false information from the criminal propagandist state media. Yeah, that, I don't dispute that. That's a good point. 617, have you dug into this Canton story yet? I've been following it. I haven't written about it. I haven't brought it up on the air because I'm still waiting for it to play out. There's another court hearing on May the 3rd in, I think, in Quincy. Yeah, we'll cover that. It's there's this, if you haven't been following it, it's on Turtle Boy, TB Daily News, tbdailynews.com. And it's a Boston cop died in the snow outside of a house in Canton, Massachusetts, and his girlfriend was charged with basically running him over, hitting him with her car. But there are a number of questions have been raised about the incidents inside this house, which was owned by another cop. Before the Boston cop, his name was O'Keefe, died in the snow. It's a very, very interesting story. It looks like a made-for-TV movie, but I don't want to get into it till it's sorted out a little more. One of the women just hired Kevin Reddington, a veteran South Shore lawyer, Brockton lawyer. He was the guy who represented, among many, many others, Jaisal Curia, the corrupt mayor of Fall River, who was convicted. I don't know why they even took that case to trial, but Reddington did. But anyway, we're going to keep an eye on that. The court hearing is May 3rd. It's going to be very interesting to see what the district attorney, Michael Morrissey, does with that case. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but before he addressed the union today, they were playing a song by a group named Muse, and the name of the song was The Uprising. Are you familiar with that song, Howie?
No, I'm not.
Okay, super quick. Basically, it says they will push drugs to keep our minds dumbed down. They will stop degrading us. They will not force us. All this stuff about basically what we are thinking out here, who are against this administration, and they play that song before he comes out and gives a speech to the unions, who just obviously were nothing but bootlickers and, you know, just
right,
clapping at everything he had to say, you know?
Right. That's why they brought back Marty Walsh, you know, from the National Hockey League Players Association.
Yep, I saw that, and I couldn't believe it. It says another promise, another scene. Endless red tape to keep the truth confined. They will not control us. We will be victorious. Interchanging mind control.
I'll check that out. Who does it? Muse?
Muse, exactly. M-U-S-E, Howie. Check it out.
Okay, we'll check it out. Thank you. 844-500-4242. Sounds like if Donald Trump played that at one of his rallies, any Republican played at one of their rallies, there would be hell to pay. Hell to pay. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, I have this tactic where Trump can cut deeply into Biden's space. He gets a guest spot on The View, and when all the hostesses inevitably walk off the set in protest, Trump hijacks the show and brings out a handsome, fit, hunky guy and holds his hands, getting close in his face and asking him about his feelings.
I don't see that in the works, Dennis, but nice idea. That, by the way, Trump put out a Truth Social, a tweet today that he's apparently not going to partake in Republican debates. I see that everybody is talking about the Republican debates, but nobody got my approval or the approval of the Trump campaign before announcing them. When you're leading by seemingly insurmountable numbers and you have hostile networks with angry Trump and MAGA, that's in caps, Trump and MAGA, hating anchors asking the quote-unquote questions, why subject yourself to being libeled and abused? Also, the second debate is being held at the Reagan Library, the chairman of which is, amazingly, Fred Ryan, publisher of the Washington Post. No! That's in caps with an exclamation point at the end. No! But that's how he got his start in 2016. You know, he was just a novelty candidate until the debates. And then he just tore them all apart. And there were 17, 19 people on the stage the first night. And once he started talking, the number declined rapidly and precipitously. But now, though, he doesn't want to do that again. I guess I can't blame him. But again, he sets himself up to be turned down by Brandon. Although Brandon's not going to debate anybody. I mean, he can't debate anybody. Brandon's also announced he's not going to do any debates because I think Trump could handle it. Brandon obviously couldn't. I mean, it wouldn't matter if Bobby Kennedy wasn't around. He couldn't handle Marianne Williamson. He couldn't handle Willow the cat, if he was trying to debate his own house cat. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, love your show, of course. And, something you said earlier rang a bell in my middle, well, they call it middle school now, but we called it junior high school
right
back then. And it was the book Animal Farm. I'm sure you're familiar with it, you know, and that, you know, some animals are more equal than others as one of the more closing statements in it.
Yes.
It really should be required reading in our schools. Of course, it would probably have to be in high school now because, you know, middle schoolers probably wouldn't have a chance.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about 1984 as being the ultimate Orwellian book, meaning by George Orwell, but Animal Farm was written by him, too. And, you know, that's a, yeah, some animals are more equal than other animals. And the pigs took over the farm, and they overthrew the farmer because they were going to have an equal society. But of course, there was no equality. The pigs were running everything. You know, that's a good point, Dave. And he keeps talking about equality, and everything the Democrats do is absolutely unequivocally, inalterably opposed to equality. They call it equity, but they don't believe in equality. They don't believe in meritocracy. They don't believe in rewarding people based on their merit. They don't believe in what Martin Luther King said about it. He dreamed of a society where his children would be judged on the content of their souls, not the color of their skins. They believe that everything should be judged on the color of your skin, or your gender, or what you claim is your gender. 844-500. Biden couldn't handle debating Roscoe. He certainly couldn't. 844-500-4242. 603. Reddington defended that guy from Weymouth that killed my cousin at the Quincy Legion post in January 2019. Yeah, it's Turtle Boy who runs TB Daily News goes over all the people that I understand a werewolf is entitled to legal counsel. That's in the Constitution, not the werewolf part, but everybody's entitled to a criminal defense. I understand that, but he's represented some rather shady, dodgy characters even by defense lawyer standards, I think. And now he's and he always says the same thing: my client has passed the lie detector test. You know, there. Number one, we never see the lie detector test in most of these cases. Number two, there's a reason why a lie detector test is not admissible in a court of law. And that's because a psychopath, a sociopath, can bluff a lie detector test, or if you're good. And I've seen people who were good. I used to think a lie detector test was on the level. And then they gave one to a guy that was my state rep in Somerville, and he passed. And I knew he was guilty as sin. And I said, you know, there's a reason. Now I understand why you can't admit this as evidence. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, there really is a disparity and a difference in the way they treat people. I was just watching The View. They had Karen Johnson, better known as Wopi Goldturd, and she was giving a hard time and celebrating how, you know, Tucker Carlson was demised. And it just shows how childish and how small-minded these people are, and this is what we got leading this country.
Paul, it also shows that they don't really have a very good grasp on the realities of the modern-day media world. That he's going to be in long-term, maybe even short-term, he's going to be in a lot better shape on his own than he is as just a wage slave. Even though he's making $20 million a year, he's still a hired hand. He was a hired hand in the Murdoch Empire. He's going to be better off. There's no question about it. And they don't understand that because they're hired hands. What business has Whoopi Goldberg ever run, or Anna Navarro? I mean, Whoopi's been in a couple of decent movies, I guess. But she was reading somebody else's lines. You know, that's what they always say about actors. Just they're reading what other people write for them in front of cameras that are run by guys who work for the producers, the directors. They're actors. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 413, the left got plugged through the debate with Trump by loading him up with drugs. It was so obvious. He's loaded up with drugs every day, Limerick guy, isn't he? I mean, what do you think? I mean, what's with the shades? You know, I know there was a little bit of sun yesterday, but he's wearing shades all the time. And when he's not wearing shades, do you ever notice his eyes? They look like they're black. You know, that's not the way. No one's eye, doesn't matter what, you know, your ethnicity is, you don't have, no one has black irises. But he does. And I don't know what he's taken. And it's obviously not working. When we get to these cuts, you'll see again today. I would think they have to mix and match his drugs every damn day to keep him going. 844-500-4242. You've been waiting for it, and now it's here. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer is on. I'm taking advantage of the BOGO offer to help with the allergy season and pet smells, especially since my new pug, Roscoe, is on his way. Pollen and pet owners are no match for the thunderstorm. Caroline Levitt put one in her basement, and the next day the damp, musty smell was gone. She called a mailroom manager and said, "Wow, that thunderstorm really works." Nauset Beach Inn on the Cape has one in every room now. A guest commented to owner Dave Henchy that she loved it so much during her last stay that she bought multiple units. This lady has three dogs. Don't wait any longer, and if you're already a happy customer, take advantage of this great deal that doesn't come along very often. Patrice from Arlington sent me an email last week about this. I just bought some more thunderstorms. This time I bought it specifically because I'm going to use the thunderstorm via its USB port and a power bank to clear the air in our winter closet. The thunderstorm is a great little thing. I particularly love how it's small and no gross water container to change. Boy, that's so true about those gross water containers. Many friends still ask me, does it really work as well as you say? The answer is yes. For allergies, pet smells, musty basements, or tobacco odors, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. It's small enough to hold in your hand, and it doesn't take up any floor space, yet it's as powerful as any of those bulky floor units, and no water to empty out, as Patrice said. Take advantage of the BOGO offer that ends this Sunday, May 7th. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Talking something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice.
Howie Carr. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
844-500-4242. So the third media guy that went down yesterday was Jeff Shell. We never heard of him until yesterday. He was the CEO of NBC Universal. He had a romantic entanglement with Hadley Gamble, a CNBC correspondent, inappropriate relationship. At the same time that she was having the inappropriate relationship with this NBC affiliate, who's, you know, I guess, did this mean Matt Lauer and Mark Halperin worked for him? I guess it probably did. I mean, they did work for him. He, at the same time, she was also the girlfriend of David Bonderman, a billionaire chairman of private equity firm TPG, according to a whistleblower complaint reviewed by the New York Post. He's 80 years old. He has a net worth of $6.6 billion, co-owner of the Seattle Kraken of the NHL, has been renowned for his extravagant lavish lifestyle. He's known, according to the complaint that was filed with the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, he is known within the company to have regular female companions on which he lavishes gifts or to whom he otherwise provides benefits. Mr. Bonderman is rumored to pay most, if not all, of the living expenses for these women and often brings them with him on business trips. So Hadley Gamble, in addition to getting it on with the president of NBC Universal, was taking handouts, according to this FCC complaint from this Texas billionaire. 844-500. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the mass media in general and NBC in particular. That statement was brought to you by Matt Lauer and Mark Halperin and Brian Williams and Al Sharpton and Mike Barnicle and Morning Joe. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie, with Trump's announcement that he's not going to participate in the Republican debates, it seems like he's trying to move himself away from kind of the Republican history and the Republican culture, or redefine it. I mean, if you look at some of the things he put in his book, I mean, he was talking about having, you know, being proud of letters from Teddy Kennedy, proud of letters from Bill Clinton.
Right, I mean, Oprah, I think, sent him a letter.
Sure he's working... Yep.
Billy Graham sent him a letter, of all people.
I know, but these are people that Republicans hate. And we spent, you know, the latter part of the 20th century, you know, really despising. And I'm not sure that what he's doing is going to work long terms in terms of his popularity within the Republican Party.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's too early to tell. I think that don't you think though that he's printing these letters that he's got, and this he's got a new, in case you haven't heard about it, he's got a new book out with all these letters that he's gotten over the years from various people, and again, some of them are people that Republicans in general tend to admire, like Billy Graham, but some of them are people that they don't tend to admire. But don't you think he's just trying to show that he's not a monster and that he's just been demonized over? You know, he was NBC's top earner. Speaking of NBC International, when he was the host of The Apprentice, that was their top-rated show on primetime TV. He was the ultimate big earner. They never leaked that stuff about the Apprentice, his comments on the bus with Billy Bush. Access Hollywood, that's what it was, the Access Hollywood tapes, until he was running for president. Because, you know, they weren't going to kill the golden goose. They didn't care what he said. I mean, was Donald Trump any worse than, I don't know, Jeff Shell? Just to, you know, quote this week's NBC news scandal. Was he any worse? No, of course not. He was better. But, you know, once he became a Republican, he had to be cut off at the knees.